Hi everyone, and welcome to A+. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So today we're talking kind of about Valentine's Day, which was
about love.
Last month.
Exactly. What did you do?
What did I do for Valentine's Day? Not much, to be honest.
Your wife is going to...
No, she's not too worried. Okay. She forgot. And I didn't make an issue of it.
And you were like, oh, okay, well, why not?
Been married 4 years. Valentine's Day doesn't quite have the same excitement.
I know. It's Valentine's Day every day for you.
Yes,
right?
That's exactly right. Okay, so, but we're not talking Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. We're talking White Day.
Okay, I've heard about this.
Okay, I hadn't heard about this. We're going to kind of explain what it's all about in today's article. It is our Meet the Wongs comic strip. So as Paige and her young man, Leo, find out about White Day, we will find out too. So let's read through today's article and see what happens.
White Day. On March 8th, Paige and Leo are meeting in a tea shop.
I can't stay long. I need to get to Crown School. Can we meet tomorrow?
I have math classes at Crown School tomorrow.
We're both so busy these days.
Yeah, we don't see each other very much.
How about next Wednesday, March 14th?
Yes, I'm free then.
Great, see you on White Day.
What's White Day?
Leo takes out his phone and starts searching on the internet.
On White Day, men buy gifts for women in return for Valentine's Day chocolates. Oh, yes. She gave me chocolates, so I should get Paige a gift.
Leo thinks of many ideas. Flowers, clothes, jewelry, and more.
Those ideas aren't good enough for Paige. What should I get her? I know. I can ask her family to help me.
Long, long. You're coming to Taiwan? That's great. Will you be here long? You're coming to Taiwan? That's great. Will you be here long? Then. Yes, I'll come to your party on Friday. See you then. Yes. I'll come to your party on Friday. See you then. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Someone sent me a card on Valentine's Day, but I didn't see a name on it. Someone sent me a card on Valentine's Day, but I didn't see a name on it. Enough, enough. Gerald didn't study enough to pass the test. Gerald didn't study enough to pass the test.
All right, so our article first starts with a scenario. It says, on March 8th, okay, it's an important day.
Okay.
Paige and Leo are meeting in a tea shop. March 8th.
March 8th. Okay, March there 8th. Is a reason why we're saying that. We'll come back to it later.
Exactly. It's an important date. So Paige says, I can't stay long. I need to get to cram school. Can we meet tomorrow? Okay, so we see here that she says she cannot stay long. It means she can't stay for like hours and hours. She needs to go very soon. So long here is our word power word. Let's first take a look at what it means. It's spelled L-O-N-G, long. Long here is an adverb, and when we use it as an adverb here, it means we're talking about time. So long means for a long time. Okay, for example, we waited at this ramen place for so long. You spent a lot of time, maybe more than 30 minutes or an hour or more, staying at this ramen place shop. Or I didn't have to think for long about the answer to this easy question. You didn't spend a lot of time answering this question. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, you're coming to Taiwan? That's great. Will you be here long? You're coming to Taiwan? That's great. Will you be here long? So why can't Paige stay too long? Why does she have to go so soon? Well, where is she going?
She said she has to get to a cram school.
Okay.
Now, a cram school is a school that students can go to after their regular school, and it's almost always to prepare for important tests, mm-hmm. like the college entrance exam or the high school entrance exam. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can go to cram school to get help with their normal schoolwork. We use this word cram, C-R-A-M, because to cram means to study very hard and try and learn a lot in a short time to prepare for tests. So people always study a lot before tests, they cram. Now, cram schools usually just have one subject, kind of like English mm-hmm. or math. Cram schools are very popular in Asian countries, in Korea, China, Japan, of course here. Now, I used to teach English in a cram school.
I'm pretty sure many of you have to go to cram school.
Yes,
after,
you poor kids.
I know, after school. All right, so let's see what Leo says. He says,
I have math classes at cram school tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, so they've both got to go to cram school. That's no good.
Yeah, and that's why Paige says, we're both so busy these days. So she has to go somewhere, he has to do something, she has to study and he has to study. They probably don't get to spend a lot of time with each other.
That is exactly what Leo says. He says, yeah, we don't see each other very much.
Aww.
Now, he could also say, we don't see each other very often.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't say, we don't see each other very many.
Right.
That would be wrong. But much is okay here when you're talking about the number of times.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I don't see you much means I don't see you often.
That's right. And then Paige goes, how about next Wednesday, March 14th?
Okay.
So they're kind of checking their schedules, maybe. She's trying to pick a time where she's free. And she says, how about this day? Wednesday, March the 14th.
14th. So today's the 8th. So it's going to be almost a whole week till they see each other again. But Leo thinks, he checks his schedule, like Tiffany says, and we see, yes, I'm free then. Okay, then is another adverb. It's spelled T-H-E-N, then, and it's got a slightly different meaning to when we might ordinarily use the word then, so we've made it our next word power word. Let's check it out. So here, then means at a particular time, either in the past or in the future. But we wouldn't say then until somebody else has already mentioned it. So, see you Friday, see you then. Then means Friday. No, I didn't see you then. Would mean sometime in the past. Were you there on Wednesday? Yeah, I didn't see you then. That means Wednesday. Here's another example. Yes, I'll come to your party on Friday. See you then. Yes, I'll come to your party on Friday. See you then.
Perfect. So they have their date set up.
They got a date, yeah.
Okay, they're both free on that date. That's great. So Paige also says, great. See you on White Day. Oh, she doesn't say March 14th. She says White Day.
Hmm.
So she says, see you on a specific time. So you say this to someone when you know that you'll meet them soon. So you could say, see you on Wednesday, mean that you know they're going to meet them on Wednesday. You could say, see you soon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cute one. See you later, alligator.
Yep.
Yeah.
In a while, crocodile.
That's right. Or you can also say, if you want to be more specific, you can say, see you at 7 or see you at a certain place. So she knows for sure that they will see each other. She says, see you on White Day.
Yeah. Now, she could just say, see you White Day. We can omit the on mm-hmm. in that sentence. You'll often hear native speakers not bothering with the on. See you Friday, see you tomorrow, see you Thursday, see you White Day. It's
mm-hmm.
all okay. So, White Day. What's going on here? So, Paige leaves the tea shop and Leo's like, yeah, White Day. I know what White Day is. And then as soon as Paige is gone, he's like, what's White Day?
I know, a lot of people don't know what this day is. Well, the next scenario says, Leo takes out his phone, because he doesn't know what it means, and starts searching on the internet. He Googles White Day.
What is White Day? Okay, just like I had to do before this class. So Leo, we now see he's reading his phone, so he's reading out what it says. On White Day, men buy gifts for women in return for Valentine's Day chocolates. Okay, now when we use the phrase in return for, then we mean it's kind of an exchange. You give somebody something, you get something back in return, or in return for that. Okay, so here it's an exchange. So February 14th, this is Valentine's Day. We give a person that we like a gift or some chocolates. Now on White Day, Valentine's Day, girls buy guys something.
Right.
So White Day, guy has to get a gift back. So in return for that first gift. I think I've got it right.
Yeah. Actually, I was confused at first. I always thought Valentine's Day was supposed to be
Guy gets girl stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And White Day, okay, I get it now.
Okay, now this is it's a Japanese tradition originally. So on White Day in Japan, it's the men buying the women stuff, because on Valentine's Day, the women buy the men some chocolates. Now, we keep mentioning Valentine's Day. What are we talking about here?
Well, Valentine's Day is also a word power word. It's spelled, Valentine's Day is two words. So let's first spell Valentine's. It's V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E apostrophe S. Valentine's, and then day, D-A-Y, day.
So here's our word power, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is February 14th. This is a day when you give a Valentine's card or maybe a gift to someone you like and already are going out with, or your wife, your girlfriend, your partner, or that you would like to have a romantic relationship with. If you, maybe it's a way to send them a secret note that says, oh, I like you. Now, Valentine, he was a guy who lived hundreds of years ago. He was quite important. So it's the day is named after him, Saint Valentine. So it's Valentine's Day. Here's an example sentence. Someone sent me a card on Valentine's Day, but I didn't see a name on it. Someone sent me a card on Valentine's Day, but I didn't see a name on it.
Pat, you have so many secret admirers.
I have no secret admirers.
Who is that from?
I have no normal admirers, never mind secret ones.
Who's that from? I wonder who it is. All right, anyways, let's continue reading our article. We see a picture here, and it says, Leo remembers Paige giving him some chocolates on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So after he did some research, he searched what White Day is, he thought about it. Oh, that's right. On Valentine's Day, February 14th, Paige gave him some chocolates. So that's why she gave him chocolates on that day. Okay.
Yeah.
So he says, oh yes, she gave me chocolates. So I should get Paige a gift.
Okay, so that's the real focus here. Leo has to buy something for Paige. So we now see him thinking of all kinds of ideas. He's thinking flowers, clothes, jewelry, all kinds of other ideas. Like, maybe
like
that.
What
can I do? But are any of them good?
Well, Leo says those ideas aren't good enough for Paige. What should I get her? Well, actually, I think that's nice of him to say that. He knows that maybe, you know,
Flowers, chocolates.
It's not good enough. It's not special enough. So he was really, really trying hard to buy something special for her. So he says it's not good enough for her. Now, enough here is our word power word. It's spelled E-N-O-U-G-H. Enough. Enough here is an adverb, and it means to the degree that it is necessary or wanted. It means that it's more than what you need. Okay, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Gerald didn't study enough to pass the test. Gerald didn't study enough to pass the test.
So Leo is a bit stuck here. He's like, no, not jewelry. No, that's no good. I don't think so. So he's got nothing. But then we see in the picture that Leo thinks of something.
Ding.
And he goes, I know, which means he's thought of a great idea. I can ask her family to help me, of course.
Okay, that's a good idea.
As we know, Leo and Paige don't see each other that much these days, but her family see her every day, so they will know what to get her.
Yeah.
Now, that's where we're going to finish day one. Day two, we'll go on Leo's hunt for the perfect gift, but right now it's time to go to our wrap-up game.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right. So, Pat, you told me that you didn't have a lot of secret admirers, but you know what?
What?
I'm going to be your secret admirer. I'm going to give you a nice gift.
You're going to give me a gift?
I am.
Oh, that's nice. But I know exactly what I want.
No, but you have to guess it, actually.
You've already got the gift?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to guess my Valentine's Day gift.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay. I shouldn't think for too long. Mm-hmm. Okay, what would be a good enough Valentine's Day gift? Okay, I'm going to ask questions, yes or no questions, and you will just say yes or no. So, okay, is it something I can eat?
Yes.
Right. Is it sweet?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is it white?
No.
Is it brown?
Yes.
Okay. Is it chocolate?
Yes.
Okay, right. So... Where's my chocolate at?
Later.
Okay,
you can't give
it
to me.
You'll give it to me then.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll give it to you then.
All right. So, chocolate, I'll eat chocolate.
Everyone loves chocolate.
No one's going to say no to chocolate. But will that be good enough for Paige? We're not sure. We'll have to come back tomorrow to find out if that is what Leo will get her for White Day. Join us then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Step by step.
See you on.
Can you come to my birthday party next Friday?
Sure. See you on March 23rd.
Great.
In return for something. Thanks for your help with my English homework.
No problem.
In return for that, I'll help you with your math homework next time.
大家知道 Uniqlo 吧？日本的一个服饰品牌，那大家知道 Uniqlo 其实是 unique clothes 独一无二的衣服的意思吗？ Unique UNIQUE。那喜欢 Uniqlo 的人应该知道 Uniqlo 常常有所谓的 Thank You Sales， 就是感谢季的促销活动。那 during the sale, Uniqlo offers discounts and return for customer support. 在感谢季期间呢， Uniqlo 会以优惠的价格来感谢回报长期支持他们的顾客。所以这边的片语 in return for something 就是作为什么东西的回报。In return for customer support, 就是报答顾客们的支持。那除了 Uniqlo 呢，很多的日商企业，像是很多的 sushi restaurants, 寿司餐饮业者啊，在日本的311地震发生之后，为了要感谢台湾的慷慨资助，也常常举办很多的促销活动。So many other Japanese companies, such as sushi restaurants, also give discounts in return for Taiwan's friendly support of Japan. 像是寿司全部打五折之类啊，来回报台湾对于日本赈灾的友情赞助。那 in return 既然是回报的意思，那么不求回报要怎么说呢？就是 ask for nothing in return. Taiwan helped Japan, but asked for nothing in return. 就是台湾帮助了日本，但是不求回报。In return 有的时候也可以替换成 back， 所以不求回报除了 ask for nothing in return 也可以说成 ask for nothing back。 Santa Claus gives everything but asks for nothing back， 圣诞老人什么都给，但是就是不求回报。另外呢，除了比较实质的回报， in return 也可以是一句简单的话，比方说是一个单纯的微笑之类的。比方说 I smiled at the girl and she smiled in return， 我对那个女孩笑了一下，而她也对我笑了回来。当然你也可以说 she smiled back at me， 就是她用笑容来回应我。那回到 Uniqlo 感谢季的话题， 题。如果你想要约你的 Machi 们在星期五下班下课之后好好去 shopping 一下，你可以在 LINE 群组上面跟大家说 Hey, let's go shopping! 这是我们去 shopping 的。Let's meet on Friday at Uniqlo. 我们约个时间吧，星期五之类的。接下来呢，等你们敲定好时间之后，你就可以说个 See you on Friday, 星期五见咯，或者是 See you then, 到时见，或者是 See you there, 到那边见，或者是一个简单的 See you 也可以，或甚至是有点装可爱的 See you later, alligator, 就是晚点见咯，鳄鱼，一个比较可爱童趣押韵的说法。那就算你没有特别约时间出来，或者是有约一个特定时间的话，只要是比较常见的朋友，或者是生活在同一个生活圈里的朋友，常常一不小心就会碰到面那种，你就可以在跟他结束对话的时候，要道别的时候，可以讲个 see you around, 或者是 see you soon, see you later, 回头见啦的意思，来结束你们的话题。但是如果不是很常见面的人的话，讲这句话就会听起来有点 ironic, 有一点讽刺哦。这种情况呢，就说个简单的 goodbye 就好了，比较保险。So that's it for today. See you next time.
Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs.
White Day.On March 8th, Paige and Leo are meeting in a tea shop.
I can't stay long. I need to get to cram school. Can we meet tomorrow?
I have math classes at cram school tomorrow.
We're both so busy these days.
Yeah, we don't see each other very much.
How about next Wednesday, March 14th?
Yes.I'm free then.
Great. See you on White Day.
What's White Day?
Leo takes out his phone and starts searching on the internet.
On White Day, men buy gifts for women in return for Valentine's Day chocolates. Oh, yes. She gave me chocolates, so...I should get Paige a gift.
Leo thinks of many ideas. Flowers, clothes, jewelry, and more.
Those ideas aren't good enough for Paige. What should I get her? I know. I can ask her family to help me.
Long. You're coming to Taiwan? That's great. Will you be here long? You're coming to Taiwan? That's great. Will you be here long? Then. Yes, I'll come to your party on Friday. See you then. Yes, I'll come to your party on Friday.See you then. Valentine's Day. Someone sent me a card on Valentine's Day, but I didn't see a name on it. Someone sent me a card on Valentine's Day, but I didn't see a name on it. Enough. Gerald didn't study enough to pass the test. Gerald didn't study enough to pass the test.